Like in past years, many parts of the state are expected to see dust storms pass through this summer. That's why the Arizona Department of Transportation is launching Pull Aside, Stay Alive, a TV and radio campaign. Timothy Tate is with the Department of Transportation and says the statewide campaign targets the one thing that can be controlled during dust storms.
We certainly can't control the dust, but there are things that we can control, like driver behavior. So we launched a campaign to try to amend that driver behavior.
He says ADOT is not alone in the efforts. The Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Office of Highway Safety, and the National Weather Service are all part of the campaign.
We have field forces, our crews, out working the highways every day. They're eyes and ears for what's going on. They're watching the skies. They're paying attention to conditions. If conditions are ripe for a dust storm, we'll position staff so that they can monitor those conditions and stay in contact by radio with our traffic operations center. We'll even go so far as to put somebody on a mountain or a rise so that they can watch, especially something like Interstate 10.
But once a dust storm hits, all drivers can do is wait it out. And Laura Douglas, who is also with the department, wants drivers to know what to do when caught in a dust storm.
The key message is really, drivers need to avoid driving into or through a dust storm. They need to not do that at all costs because it's really a safety hazard, not only for yourself, but for your passengers and also for other drivers around you.
Douglas says drivers should exit the freeway if possible.
But if you can't, you just need to pull off to the right as much as possible, turn off those lights, set the emergency brake and take your foot off the brake and wait inside the vehicle.
She says all lights should be turned off so people don't assume that they're following a moving car and then cause a crash.
If you're driving through dust, you're driving through an area with low visibility, you certainly don't want to cause a crash or become involved in a pileup. Which is what we've seen so often along places like I-10 from Phoenix to Tucson. I-40 has seen that kind of issue. I-10 from Tucson to the New Mexico border are all high crash rate areas where dust pops up very quickly, crashes occur. And so the best thing that we can do is to get this public safety message out there early in the season before monsoon season even hits. And that way drivers know what to do.
Tate says, internally, the Arizona Department of Transportation is studying dust storm patterns and behaviors that can help form long-term solutions
that work for everybody, including the federal government and private landowners. This is something that requires a whole lot of support from a whole lot of different people. There's things like tilled farmland that is dormant, that's a contributor. There's dry riverbeds that are a contributor, and there's simply the fact that we live in the desert. Those are all factors. But once a dust storm has started, there's really nothing that can be done. The dust storm is going to progress.
He says ADOT employees put together the public awareness campaign, which was funded from within the department. For more information and safety tips, go to azdot.gov. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.